Yo, what's up, guys? Before we start today's podcast, we need to let you guys know that our previous 10 to 14 episodes are now available on Spotify right now, guys. And of course, we are so, so, so happy about Spotify for Podcasters, the app, which you guys can download if you want to try podcasting for yourself or even just go onto the website. Very excited about that, guys. But I have to tell them, Dado. Can I tell them?
Let them know.
Can I tell them?
Let them
can
know.
I tell them?
Let
if
them
you want to be on that go, if you want to see the videos, please, guys, try out the Spotify platform. It is there now, man.
It is.
We are 100% sure.
We are there.
Video. On the go.
On the go.
On the go.
On the move.
On the move.
Let's go.
Let's go. Back to the podcast, guys. Yo, what's up, guys? It is your favorite two brothers, seated with Levo and
Tato Ramberi, baby.
And guys, if you don't know us, we are your favorite podcast channel, the family and wellness channel now, and comedic, and
yeah, so we do a bunch of things. If you guys don't know, we love having uncomfortable conversations every single week, things that we are too scared to deep dive and talk about when we're off camera or with our friends and family. And it just helps us get to know each other better, helps us to unpack a lot, and hopefully we can impact you guys to learn something about yourself, or hopefully even better, unlearn something about yourself.
Yeah,
because I've been realizing that, like, I've got a lot of traumas.
But that's exactly why we have the podcast. So grab your favorite seat today with us, and of course we have an impactful slash, I want to say, more of like a we don't have the all the answers podcast today, because the topics that we're going to be talking about, guys, are very in touch with life.
Yeah,
what type of life do you want to live?
Yeah, actually,
the life everyone wants to... Sorry, what?
I was about to say, I have no idea what the topic is.
Oh, yeah, sorry. What type of life do you want to live? Crazy. The life everyone wants around you.
Okay.
Who to go to when things go left?
So you want me to cry?
How do I pick...
Where are my shades?
How do I pick what sort of life I actually want?
Oh, my gosh.
What do you want to say? What do you want them to say about you when your story is finally over?
Yeah.
And, of course, dealing with death as, like, a closing factor, because I think that's the only thing that's guaranteed for all of us.
Okay. Your shades are downstairs, right?
Yeah, they are downstairs. Yeah, you can wear them. We'll wait for you. Yeah. But, yeah, guys, huge, huge session ahead. Very excited about today's podcast. Today, in fact, is my grandfather's... Do I just continue? Let me wait for you now. Today is my grandfather. Now, I'll wait for you.
You must say cut from the moment I left.
Cut, sorry, from the moment that I left.
Okay, I'm back, bro. Yeah, sorry, I just want to be able to speak comfortably.
Yeah, without anyone commenting, yo, he's crying, he's so sad. He's developed himself. But yeah, guys, very, very impactful,
it's a very exciting conversation.
Very exciting conversation, as well as very much open-ended conversation. Because again, we all have different life experiences, all want different things for ourselves.
Yeah.
But I wanted to start off, before we even go into how are you, just to set the tone for the podcast. Actually, let's not do that. It's always the first question. It's always the first thing we do. What is the question, Tato? How are you?
But before that, guys, we've got something amazing from Southern Comfort. If you know Southern Comfort, the smooth whiskey base with stone fruits and spices,
then you know that you can mix it with about anything. And I'm talking about your lemonades, your colas, or even just orange juice.
Yes, you can mix it. Now stand the chance to mix it up with your mates, because Southern Comfort is giving away a house party valued at 100,000 Rand with DJ Chaotic on the decks.
And if that's talking to your original spirit, buy a bottle of Southern Comfort to enter.
Details are in the Checkers store. Southern Comfort, so tasteful, so original.
Drink responsibly. Not for sale for persons under the age of 18. Oh yes. Favorite question of the week. Tato, how are you?
Whoa, okay. Good. Yeah, last week we went off. Like, when it came to having fun. Like,
my stomach is full even.
Yeah, I spent so much money, like, just on entertainment last week.
Same.
Yeah, very disappointed in myself.
Yeah. Like, so after you told me how much you spent, I went to go check how much I spent.
Yeah, not good, ne? Yo.
Boy.
What the?
Yo. Literally.
Not good, bro. Wait, how much type of there for me, let me see? Are you saying this?
No.
Oh, this.
No.
This.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Brother, aren't you unemployed?
I'm so reckless.
You
need to stop
that. Yeah, we're both reckless.
I'm so reckless. Because I have this belief, man, that like life is worth living.
No, we need to stop that.
But again, this podcast is a very, again, it'll answer all the questions we have about what type of life we're living in, etc. But yes, you were saying so.
Yeah, so spent a lot of money last week. My sister came over for the weekend.
Oh, yes.
It was my friend's 21st birthday. My friends are multiple ages. Like, CL's turned 21.
We have friends that are 21, 22, 23.
Yeah, mind you. So just to re-explain to you guys, 25. I'm 27. I've got a brother who's 25. Then I've got a brother who has younger friends who's 23.
Yeah. And then they have younger friends.
Which is, yeah. So our friendship group ranges from 21 to 27.
Yeah.
So we're celebrating his 21st. Yeah, nice young man. He's got a good community around him. So we celebrated him. Obviously, he's got older brothers than us. He even called me Malume. So we were like, you know what? Let's spoil this little boy of ours. Let's give him what he wants. He looked amazing, by the way.
He looks great.
He looked amazing. He was dressed up in... designer head to toe.
He was very expensive.
It was very expensive.
The glasses were Gucci, I think.
The glasses are another brand, but it's also something.
You know, but the glasses were something.
Yeah,
no, something.
It was the bag was Gucci. The bag.
Anyway, it's not the point. The point is,
he looked amazing. So shout out to you, Sia, bro. We love you too much.
21, by the way. Talking about 21-year-old.
Students.
Yeah, students.
But yeah, man, so it's reckless weekend that I ended up having to come to myself.
Yeah.
So I saw that, okay, cool. I've been on this, I'm on a break lifestyle. I've been on this, I need a celebrate lifestyle. And I've done those things, but I feel like I didn't do it the best way, the right way. But it felt nice being able to do whatever I wanted to do in the week.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I want to do this, let me just swipe. I want to do this, let me just swipe. And I feel like it's important for moments in life where, like, you've been working really hard for you to just enjoy the money that you've been making, you know? So I got to really enjoy and see where, like, how far I've made it compared to where I was last year. So it's an indicator, okay, cool, I can pop off. And I can still, you know, continue my life, which is, for me, beautiful. And then that always prompts me to come back to myself. So yesterday was Monday, right? Yesterday I woke up, I lit candles, started working, cleaned my space, went to the gym.
Yeah.
I did a lot of work. I planned my vlog. I'm back to vlogging. So I should be coming back soon in about a week. Started vlogging yesterday, continued vlogging today. Yesterday was practice. Today was the real thing. And then today, same thing. Woke up, lit a candle, had some tea. You know, packed up my place, and then obviously Akina came, you came, shooting the podcast. So it's like I'm back
to productivity. It's like 10 a.m. right now, guys. Yeah.
It's 10 a.m. and I'm on this tip that, like, no alcohol during the week anymore. Yeah. Like, if I drink, it's okay, you know. I want to put too much pressure on myself, but I'm not gonna drink to the point where it's like it's over two drinks, three drinks, because I know that when you have over two, three drinks, you want more. You want to have more fun. People don't speak about this enough, eh? People don't speak about how alcohol is a depressant and how alcohol leads you towards doing things you should not be doing.
It also numbs your, I forgot which part of the brain it is. Yeah, it makes rational decisions.
Exactly. Because, like, trust me.
I wouldn't have done half the things I did last week.
You know, but it's okay because it's so important for us to go through those things. Even if it happens for the 27th time.
Yeah.
On the 28th time, maybe you stop. But so I'm happy with that, bro. Very happy that, like, I'm being productive and I'm in a productive spirit.
I think for me, very slow start to the week. Again, had a crazy weekend, had a ball, having fun, spending money on all those things. Very weird space to be in, having fun while being unemployed. You know, there's a lot of guilt that comes upon you. Oh, your life's not sorted, but you're having fun. You know, I'm learning every single day that, like, I was not my job. I was me.
Yeah.
And, like, I think a lot of people do this thing of whatever they're busy with, that is their identity, you know? Yeah. And when you lose that thing, let's say my brother, you know, just completely stops YouTube. He's not now no longer Tato to me. He's still Tato, but he will feel like he's missing a part of.
Oh, so you viewed your identity as your
a
job.
Lot of my yeah, a lot of
so
my.
You think
identity.
You think we look at you and be like, oh, level, with their job.
Yeah, level with their job.
Oh, let me tell you something. No one gives a damn about your job.
Yeah, but I want to read something I wrote to my broadcast channel on my Instagram. I said, "Do you ever wish you could just see the results right now, like right here, for the work that you're putting in?" And I was like, that's perfectly normal. I once read, you cannot do 20 years in 1 year, which basically means it takes time for you to see results. Sometimes it takes even more effort to see results.
Yeah.
Don't rush to be perfect. Just progress every day. And even when you can't, that's okay. And I type these messages on my podcast channel, but it's really towards myself.
Yeah.
I'm speaking to myself. It's like a journal to me. And I think I'm just in a point where I'm learning the patience of life. Learning that, like, you know, I'm not going to be a millionaire in 2 days. Yeah. Might be a millionaire in at any time in my lifespan, but what's important, achieving it or when I achieve it? And that's the conflict that's been going in my heart.
Yeah.
Because I think we all want to be millionaires right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it might not be the time and etc. So I'm just, being
also
patient.
Also, I feel like the story that the route and the journey towards becoming a millionaire is what makes it so sweet to become a millionaire. Like, imagine if you launched an idea today and then you're a millionaire. You won't feel purpose. You won't feel fulfilled.
Yeah.
When you work in a journey where you've seen yourself work hard with your friends, your family, your business partners, it's going to be like, oh, damn. Like, yo, you know how hard work to get you?
Yeah.
Then you're able to enjoy the fruits of your labor even more.
It's literally human psychology. It's the reason that when we enter winter, people are so excited and say, yay, it's winter, you know, because they had been hot for so long. Mm. You know, one thing cannot exist without another. There can't be sunlight without, you know, a couple of shadows. So I like what you're saying. And it really does tie into the podcast's overall theme, which is what now and like life as a whole. And I want to actually read you guys like a definition of life before we start the topics. It says life is, and I want to make sure I always emphasize the words, but life is a complex, multifaceted concept. It's a concept, by the way, that has been explored and defined in various ways across different disciplines, cultures, and perspectives. But here's the definition. Life is in a dynamic and adaptive process characterized by yourself, your growth, your reproduction, response, evolution, consciousness, and much more. And the reason this definition, I wanted to add it in, is because I wanted you guys to see life is based on who's living it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And I think that we have a nasty habit as human beings to project the life that we've experienced onto others and say, no, that's not how life works.
Mm.
You know, you need to do this, and this to survive. When in reality, there is multiple different ways to live this thing that we call life.
Yo, guys, sorry to disrupt the podcast. I want to tell you guys something very, very amazing. Spotify now has enabled us to post our videos on the platform. So you're not restricted to watching videos only on YouTube. You can watch our videos on Spotify too. So that is very, very exciting. And on top of that, guys, if you want to become a podcaster yourself, all you have to do is get the Spotify for Podcasters app or go on the website and you can literally sign up and start releasing your episodes today. Spotify is making everything so much easier. So make sure you guys hop on. But Tato, back to the episode.
You know, but that goes into obviously our first topic, and I want to hear from you, Tato.
That's so real, bro.
It goes into what type of life do you want to live? And I want to redesign that question just to be as a driving force for the life you're living right now.
Yeah.
What are some of the key things that determine the life that you're living right now? It's very difficult conversation.
Yeah, it's very difficult because I always fight between the life that I perceive myself, like the life that I perceive myself wanting to live and the life that I'm living.
Mm.
So I have a lot of urges, things that I want to do that I do that don't fulfill me in life.
Mm.
I'll be honest with you guys, drinking, clubbing, like experiencing lots of fun, going to festivals, partying, music. That's what I'm like, I love doing those things, but I never really feel fulfilled from them. Now, based on your question, the life that I want to live, I want to live a very balanced lifestyle. I want to be able to say that, like, if I had to describe my week, I want to be able to be like, okay, cool. You see, my eyes are really getting watery. I think I have a problem with my eyes.
Same, actually, by the way. This left eye, itchy every day. Every day. At a random time, by the way. It can be in the morning, it can be lunch. Yeah, but I think my eyes are messed up. But I'm too scared to go check. But you're saying, sorry.
So the life that I do want to live, if I had to look at the past week, like how my fantasy... It's me waking up in the morning, going for a walk with my dog, coming back, feeding my dog, taking a shower, cooking myself breakfast, getting into my first meeting, doing my meeting, doing my second meeting, journaling. After journaling, I was like, I've got a shoot, drive to a shoot, take my dog somewhere, you know, I don't know if I'm taking my dog to like a dog keeper or I'm leaving it at my house with whoever's taking care of the dog, go to my shoot, come back. Lunch is made for me by, like, you know, my partner or my chef or my team or whatever. Yeah. You know, after that, you know, maybe hop into a couple more meetings. You know, the meetings are very impactful by the way.
Mm.
Each meeting is...
It's a decision made.
It's a decision-making meeting. It's making, okay, cool. Are we taking 1 meter? Are we taking 3 meter?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Are we taking Nike?
With
taking
calls in between during the day, like updating. Yeah.
After that, when I say, okay, cool, let me go to the gym. After going to the gym, I come back. I take out a piece of meat that I've taken out. I cook myself some meat. Cook my partner some meat. Check on my dog. Feed my dog again.
I nearly said, don't forget Poppy there.
Feed my dog. Read a book maybe for 30 minutes. My wife comes back, or my wife has been there, or my girl's been there. She comes to me, help her take off her makeup. I give her a massage. We kiss. We talk about our days for a little bit.
Now you're going into your loved ones.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
But like, I get what you.
That's how I get the picture of it. Yeah. Then after that, it's like, okay, cool. Then after that, I do my own thing. Then I go into my room here or my gaming room and I play games.
Yeah, just
play
chill.
Some PlayStation, chill.
Unwind.
Yeah. If I have a glass of whiskey, I have a glass of whiskey. Yeah. Or maybe I have a glass of water because I'm exercising and I'm focused. Mm. Next day, similar things, a bit different.
Yeah, but I like...
That's how it looks for me.
I like when I was in therapy, they made us do this thing of saying like, what type of life do you want? You have to describe it. Exactly the exercise that you just did now.
Yeah.
And what I like about that particular exercise is there's so much more that life has to offer individuals. And we only truly hear it out loud when you say the life you want. You say, oh my gosh, I'm close, but I'm not where I want to be yet. Mm. Which means that life is what, again, worth like living.
Yeah, it's worth going through the motions and the processes to get there.
But
I feel like I'm close, eh?
That's what I just said. I just said you're very close.
To that life, yeah. Yes. Like if only thing that's missing there is like, so I'm reading a bit more. I'm trying to get back into cooking a bit more. The things I eat are healthier, but like, the only thing that's missing there is like a partner.
Yeah.
I don't have a partner. I'm single. I'm not seeing anybody.
Mm.
To that extent.
But
before someone watching this, it's like,
we're not together. We're not together.
I'm not seeing anybody to that level where it's like, you know, I don't have a wife.
I'm not married.
I'm not married. Yeah.
But you don't have a girlfriend. Yeah, you don't have a girlfriend.
You could say that. I'm single, yeah. So, but you know, the biggest thing, and I'm sorry to
No.
The biggest flop with me is that I've always seen a balanced life with a partner.
So
whenever there's chaos in my life, I always think I need to have a partner.
Yeah, I mean, there's this, I think it's a Greek? Yes, a Greek mythology. They believe that everyone was born with four arms, four eyes, two noses, you know, two lips, etc. And then you get separated. They were separated, so gods were jealous about this bond that the humans had. And they separated these people.
Yeah.
And that's where soulmates, the idea of soulmates. I know it's going to sound very toxic, but I definitely agree with you. Yeah. I think there is balance in relationships.
No, we excel more. It's a proven fact. Like,
it is.
Based off our experiences,
what we've seen around.
Also, like, if you think about, okay, our own personal experiences. When I was in a relationship with my ex-girlfriends, I was working day in, day out.
Yeah.
You know.
I had to.
Yeah, I was excelling. I was worried. Even when I was in university, I was failing most of my university career.
Mm.
Then at the time, I was dating my ex. And then she was about to graduate. I was like, she can't leave me here. She found me here.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I started what? Started pushing. So she motivated me. So I definitely think from our personal experience it exists, but from our personal experience it definitely exists.
But
even from what we've seen from society,
but
like when you see movies and stuff, when someone is like, yo, okay, cool. Yeah, you want to make your director, it's like, where's your wife?
I don't agree fully with it. I agree with it to a certain extent because I also believe it's just easier to work harder for others because we lack that love for ourselves.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
I'm saying it's what exists.
Yeah.
It's that like it's easier for us to love others and work hard for others versus working hard for ourselves.
Yeah, and I think with like this, obviously, like this first topic of like what type of life do you want? There's a lot of themes that will obviously pour into it, such as like you know your love life, your career, you know, you've mentioned your career, your love life, your companionship of, you know, even just having the dog and even just like a schedule of some sort.
Yeah.
You know, and that brings
balance, routine, and
that brings me back into my side of like what I want for myself. And I say, I realized in this time of, I've been only unemployed for 1 week, but I speak like I've been unemployed for like 3 months,
five months.
No, it's only been 1 week on the dot.
Wow.
Yeah. But, in this time of being slow and etc., I've realized that I'm actually a workaholic. I love working.
Yeah.
I love tasks. I love fulfilling my mind with like doing something.
Yeah.
And I think the type of life I want for myself is just one where I think very similar to Tato, I would remove the dog.
Put a cat.
I would remove the partner. I'd give myself a pencil. No, I'd have a girlfriend and stuff. Yeah, but,
so why are you acting like this?
But not marriage. And no. I don't see those things. Like, I want
it doesn't have to be marriage, but it's like that companion from a woman.
Yeah.
That companionship from a woman.
Very corporate-y life as well. I think I want a corporate-y life, but I also, I'd love to be on the business side of media, which is very hard. I've been trying to get into that, but I don't have a marketing degree or degrees that are necessary for
that. None of them really do. You know that.
I know. But that's not the point. The point is that when you apply, they say, yo, we want
not
this.
Not really.
It's that.
It's based off experience. If you paint a picture of what you've done,
that's the thing. You have to get into the room first. You can't just paint a picture from a website.
No, if I'm saying based off your achievements.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. But yeah, all of this, you know, self-perspective about like what we want for ourselves. I want to ask you, Tato, and obviously I'll answer the question as well. I think I'll answer the question first, but it goes into our second theme, the life that people around us want. And I think for me, the people around me, we always talk about the people in close proximity first, so that's family.
Yeah.
And family will always want you guys. I mean, I'm a black kid. I should have been a lawyer, a doctor, an engineer. What else is there? What else do black cultures really like?
Lawyers, doctors, engineer.
Construction. They also like construction, Bruce.
Yeah. Basically,
but that's like engineer space. Yeah, but it's basically engineer.
Yeah. Lawyer, doctor, engineer. Yeah. Maybe like, you know, if you're doing like economics at the highest level.
Yeah.
Like if you're doing accounting at the high, like CAs.
Yeah. Minister. Like, you've been, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You get pretty far in your life. Yeah. And I think our parents.
Minister, you mean doctorate?
No. I mean like ending up as like the minister of the country.
Oh, damn.
Like respectable roles. Like when you come home, you know what I'm saying? But which brings me to obviously like a very hard message that I think a lot of people won't be able to digest right now in their lives. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people will be able to understand it as well, which is you're going to have to disappoint a lot of people to live the life you want to live.
100%. That's very true, bro. So now, when it comes to the life that people around you want, what how does it look like for you?
So
starting off with like me, your sister, your mother, your father.
Yeah. So I think that obviously my family, if I had to go to the general topics, my family obviously wants me to be loved. They want me to be loved. They have a partner. You know, they want me to have a secure job.
I don't want
job.
You to have a partner. Okay.
I'm saying overall.
Do parents and then do siblings.
Yeah. So parents, I'll start parents. So parents want me to be married in a corporate job where I open up an Excel sheet every day and put 1111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111 invest in property. Not, you know, they want me to invest in property as soon as I can. Yeah. You know, they want me to live in Johannesburg, live in Gauteng, live close to them. And obviously they want me to be in close proximity to them in terms of like contact and etc. My siblings want me to follow my dreams. My siblings want me to love myself and learn to love myself. They think they've seen the journey of how much I haven't loved myself in my 25 years. And they just want me to just dedicate at least, even if it's a month, just loving myself and doing whatever I want.
Yeah.
Because I think out of the three children, I think I was the most acceptable to let's do what my parents want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You feel me? I think my sister's pulling out of it now. She's pulling out of the, I actually don't want to be what you guys want me to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, very, very, very tricky, because in all of this as well, we're navigating what Tato and I just spoke about, which is what is the life you want for yourself as a whole?
Yeah. You know? And then your friends, what do you think your friends want for you?
To live. Like, just don't die. Yeah, don't die. Just live life. I think that's all friendships can, I mean, we can't go into depth of a friendship and say, Chief, I want you to become this, 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 and this. But you can say, listen, I want you to be happy.
I mean, it depends on the friend. So I think from a family perspective, I'd have the same answer as you. Like, oh, yeah. You guys want me to be happy.
Mm.
You guys also, I think you must have told me to find love, because you guys know how much I value love.
Yeah, definitely.
You guys want me to find like love and that perfect partner for me. Which is very difficult to
because I mean, what? To 27, 28 next year?
Yeah.
Nearly at 30, I think. No, when men speak when they're young, they say, no, I'll probably get married at what age? They always say
26, 30.
Yeah,
25.
No, they say 30.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that I obviously want you to have fun with love, but I want you to like find the real, like now it's time to find the real thing now.
Yeah.
Because I think when you find the real thing, we're all going to be rich. I'm going to be behind you. in the air.
Yeah,
you know, but so, yeah, you're saying,
yeah, so mom and dad, my mom told me like a month ago, she's like, yo dude, your dad's getting old, and he's not even getting old,
he's not,
it's like, your dad's getting old and we still don't have any grandkids and you're definitely 27. Then I was just there like, damn, mama, yeah, that's a bit hectic. So they want same thing as Lebo, and then obviously they're very focused on me having kids. My siblings want me to just like keep doing what I'm doing, bro, pursue my dreams, just be happy, find a good partner, just to be happy, man, just to be happy, because when I'm happy they're happy.
Yeah.
Friends, it's different. Like, I know Percy, for me, like, Percy wants like success for me. I know you want like success for me. Other friends are very surface level. Honzo wants success for me. Other people want just to like have fun. Like, I think we shouldn't be scared to be like, there's those friends that like want you to be successful and those friends that want to enjoy your current success.
Yeah.
And I'm very, I can identify that very easily.
Yeah.
I can see that, okay, this friend is just here for a good time, and that's okay. Because like, I will treat them and treat each other like it's a good time.
Yeah.
But this friend sees me being successful. They want riches for me. They want wealth for me. Mm. And like, we then have certain conversations.
Yeah.
So there's a big difference with friendships and stuff like that. You can also see the friends that are envious of you. So yeah, the friends that you can take a step back from. But because of maybe, you know, history, you keep them around. Mm. But like, I've been able to identify all of those things in friends.
And I think that's very important what I don't mention.
Because some people want me to fail. Like some yes, of your friends want you to fail. Some
not, everyone, want not everyone yeah, wants you to like...
Yeah.
A lot of... There's a lot of...
resentment.
I want to say envy.
Envy is the better word.
Envy, sorry, in the life that we live. I mean, you guys have to understand, for Tato and I, for example, you know, we're podcasters, we're YouTubers, you know, our lives are very much on the online platform, you know. And whenever something's online, a lot of people will say the words, what? Saba, well... Without concept of the hard work and the et cetera and the program, the confusion. And I want to ask, you know, I want to point this question to you guys specifically, you know, in the comment section, you know, the life everyone wants around you versus the life that you actually want. Because I think it's time we start saying these things, what we want for ourselves, writing them down,
yeah,
remembering every single day, because these are like our driving forces in terms of the getting to the life that we want.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? I think one of the biggest human mistakes about goal setting is forgetting the goal.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I like how you brought up the friendship chat, you know, the toxicity of friendship. But again, some of us are even able to identify the toxicities in family as well, which brings us to our next topic of who to go to when things go left. And that obviously means when things don't go right. But who to go to when things go left. And this is obviously still in theme with the whole life narrative.
Yeah.
And I think we get to these points of life where we generally do not know what to do next.
Yeah.
And I think that is a common feeling for everyone. You know, do I stay at the current level I am, or do I try upscale, or do I downscale in order to survive?
Yeah.
Because again, we're human, you know, and survival is the number one thing in everyone's mind. But I want to ask you, you know, we've spoken about friendship, we've spoken about family, etc. But right now, right here, if life had to go left, who are you going to just to go really just get some advice? Unfortunately for me, I know I speak poorly of my father on this podcast every time, but he's my number one life guide so far, which I really do regret also to a certain extent.
He's your life coach.
Yes, he's my life coach, which I also regret to a certain extent, because I know a lot of the decisions made by my life were influenced by what he wanted for me, not what I wanted for myself.
Okay.
You know, but if I had to choose, I'd say definitely family. You know, family is a great source of direction, because that is where you derive from, you know?
Yeah, it's tricky, bro. So I have a theory. We never go to the people that we're meant to go to.
Yeah, true.
So for example, if I'm going through like hardship and it's like financial and it's like, or just purpose, I should be going to my father. And I know he has the right answers. But because I know how the experience is going to be like, I will never go to him. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the times when I've got like romantic issues, I know I should be coming to you because you know me the best, and you can be like, dude, what you're doing is silly. But I won't come to you because I know I'm going to get the real answers. I'd rather go to, and sorry for being disrespectful, I'd rather call Hunza and be like, yo, dude, Hunza, what do you think? Do you get what I'm saying? Knowing that he'll give me the answer that I want.
Yeah, the answer that you want to hear.
That I want to hear. Yeah. Sorry. So I think before I answer you, I think we need to start identifying and seeing that.
I like that.
We need to stop going. We need to stop being scared
like
of going to the right people. Because if my life is going bad, my father is the perfect person to go to. He's lived a life. He's failed. He's succeeded multiple times. He's built a beautiful story from himself and a beautiful life, and he knows how to deal with hardship. He knows how to deal with betrayal. He knows how to deal with jealousy. Yeah. He knows how to deal with the wife. He knows how to deal with children or friends.
Raising a family.
And he's done it at the highest level. Yeah. Our father's extremely successful.
Yeah.
So it's like, it would be silly for me to go to anybody else.
By the way, when he says extremely successful, he means like from like the path that he's taken and etc.
Yeah, guys, my father's from
before you guys start tagging us and saying, yeah. I saw someone ask you for your old TV. I said, oh, guys, how much money do you think we have, man? We don't have that much money. You can give away a TV. Anyways, but that's not the point.
Like my father, to give you guys a story, my father comes from Limpopo.
Yeah.
He grew up in a village where it is literally in isolation from the real world. And in that, he worked extremely hard in high school, got bursaries, went to university, got bursaries, was able to do some courses at Harvard. He's studied, you know, at a high level, and he's just worked really hard. So coming from a village during apartheid and becoming what he is now alongside his siblings,
it's definitely what we would call
it's definitely insane. Now success. He lives in like, you know, and he's done good for himself, man.
Yeah. Same with our mother, you know, very educated woman.
Our mother's story is even worse.
We're very educated woman. Keep in mind, a girl.
A girl.
By the way, a black woman trying to
make it. Black woman trying to make it. Now she's got an LLB.
Now she's
one of the most decorated persons in her field.
Yeah, she's phenomenal. But I think I actually I'm gonna skip the next theme because I feel like we really did touch on it. But which was, how do I pick what sort of life I want? You know,
no, let's go on there.
I want to touch on curious. It, but I like what you're saying now because, okay, yes, look, we'll touch on it. But I like what you're saying about our parents, and I want you to keep that in mind for the theme after this, which is, what do you want them to say about you when it's all over? But yeah, how do I pick what sort of life I want? I have no idea.
Yeah, so I think it's very important. I know people are like, no, you shouldn't be influenced by your surroundings. I think it's very important to consume movies, series, books, YouTube videos, blogs, vlogs.
Content.
History.
Content.
How people have lived. Mm. And you need to see what appeals to you, right? Mm. If I had never played marimba in grade 8, I'd never know that I actually love writing and making music. Because I used to play the piano, but then I never really knew that I actually liked making my own songs until I played the marimba.
Mm.
But if I didn't have access to marimba, or if I had never had seen someone play marimba and been like, wow, that looks cool, I want to sign up, I would never have become the marimba captain. I would never have become head of music. I would never have composed the songs that I've composed. You get what I'm saying? So I feel like exposing yourself to the outside world is the most important thing. And obviously it depends, like, you know, on your bank balance. Some of us, we can expose ourselves by traveling. Others, we can expose ourselves by reading and by consuming. So I think it's very important to watch lives of people in Rome, in Rwanda, lives,
you know,
of people,
historical shows. Yes. So even if it's a fantasy, there's still a lot to be learned
Like
from content. I'm sorry for disturbing you. I'm a huge believer in what Tato says.
Yeah.
And I see it always in my...
If you're sorry for disturbing me, then don't disturb me.
I'm sorry.
If you're sorry for disturbing me, then don't disturb me. If you're sorry for disturbing
disconnected my mic because I just said to myself, I'm enjoying this. I feel like I'm listening to the podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Very insightful.
Yeah. So I was saying before you disturb me, I was meant to listen. When
I like
so,
what you said.
So one thing I do, because I struggle with the concept of like family. And the concept of friendship. So what I do is that I try dated back, and I watch things on YouTube on like how African customs or African traditions were like back in the day. Then I see how their living structure was like. And you see that, okay, back in the day, we used to all put our houses in a fucking circle. And we would live in a circle, and we would put our animal and livestock in the middle, in the nighttime, to protect what's ours. And our home was not just us with our brothers and our siblings and our parents. It was us, cousins, friends. You had access to community. So basically, it helped me realize the importance of community around you. Do you get what I'm saying? So now when I envision a life with friends and family, I envision that type of community. People that live close to me. I know it's obviously it's important for us to cultivate relationships with our friends that have moved to Cape Town and Durban. But it's very important to have community that lives nearby, because that's what makes your day to day. I used to also be a firm believer of like, no, it's so important for me to live in isolation and to love myself. All those things, of course, it's very important for you to love yourself, live in isolation. But at the end of the day, that's not how we, like, our forefathers grew up.
That's not how humans
were. Yeah. Our forefathers grew up. I mean, even if you watch a show on Netflix, Shaka. Like, you see, if you watch Shaka Ilembe, bro, those people are never, you'll never see any of those characters alone chilling. everyone's always doing something. Either we're getting, you know, we're gardening, we're hunting, we are trying to, you know, rise in positions of leadership, we're conquering, we're getting more land, but we're always moving as a unit. You'll never see Lebo alone. Lebo always be with his best friend. Mm-hmm. Lebo always be with his advisor. Mm-hmm. In life, you need an advisor, you need a best friend, you need a community around you.
You need a team.
And you need that community to protect what's yours in the middle, which also shows you that what it's taught me, that wealth is shared and distributed. Mm-hmm. You don't create wealth and just keep it to yourself under your bed on your own bank balance. You spread it to the community around you, then you guys keep it safe together. You get what I'm saying?
And it builds over time.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you. And I think that, like I said, for me, I like how to tie it to African culture. For me, it was like watching Vikings.
Okay.
You know? This guy.
Oh, also a good reference.
Which
Vikings? Know? Vikings Valhalla or Vikings?
No, the first one.
If you watched Valhalla?
Yeah, I have. I've watched all of them.
Okay.
Yeah. I've watched the entire season of Valhalla. I haven't watched the entire Vikings.
Okay.
So I have never watched the children.
Okay.
Of what is his name? Ragnar Lothbrok.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I've never seen the kids.
I didn't like it by then.
I only liked his story. A farmer beautiful. Who became king. You know, and when he became king, you know, guys, let me tell you something. There, I'm a very, I have very bad mental health. I'm not going to lie. I'm not mentally strong. I have never been mentally strong. To see a character equally not as mentally strong as me, and you're talking to be like, huh? That guy was always questioning himself, yeah. Always depressed, always sad, always. There were moments where he's happy and stuff, when he conquered and wins and stuff, but you know, he for example, I want to tell you a story. He had a plan, he was a farmer, he had a plan to go conquer to the west, that it was an undiscovered land.
Yeah, for better lands.
He goes on to. Do this. Keep in mind, he's doing this for his country. He's doing this for pride. He's doing this for him. These are his goals.
Small community. Yeah.
Small community, by the way, at that time. He goes, he comes back, conquers it, you know, comes back. His daughter's dead. You know, and those are the things that I said to myself.
She dies on the way.
She dies on the way when he goes. He dies. Dead. Goes again to the west. You know, he's healed.
Mind you, his wife is mad now. She's questioning him. Yes. She's like, where are you making us go?
Yes.
What's happening?
Yes.
Yeah.
Goes again. The wife was pregnant. The baby dies. This time, or it was the other way around, one of the two. But in all of that, I realized how life is so unpredictable. And I like what Tato's saying, because if you want to see the life you want to live, you need to watch content and see the stories being told by humans before you and the time before you.
Yeah.
Because
all stop of that, watching reality shows, man, and Woody Love Island.
Yeah,
so it's okay to watch it sometime, but sometimes you must watch something.
You're watching too hard to handle, but you're worrying too high. You don't have direction.
You're watching too hard to handle, but whether you can be handled easily.
We love too hard to handle, by the way. Yeah. I love too hard to handle. But anyways, yeah, like I love what Tato's saying. Knowledge is power, you know? And I think that as we've entered this new generation of like internet and TikTok and stuff, we're losing a lot of stories.
Yeah,
like people and loving stories.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyways, I like what you said. I think you perfectly answered that. I'm not going to even touch on it anymore. But what do you want people to say about you when your story is finally over?
Can I tell you something? I have no care in the world that people say about me when I'm dead. I don't believe in like legacy. I believe in like. So obviously, like I respect the fact that my dad has worked hard and he's trying to create some sort of generational wealth.
Yeah.
Right. So obviously, our fathers worked. We are not involved in
our father's success
or doings or no, like even like his work. We don't work with our father.
No, at all.
Like we receive no income from our father.
No.
But he obviously has plans to obviously rope us in, I think. At this point, I don't think so.
I actually don't think so.
Because I'm 27, and he's never spoken to me about anything.
I actually don't think so.
Anyway, in my mind, I thought he wanted generational wealth and he wanted to pass it down.
But I don't think so.
But like, I respect that. Like him working hard for himself and then equipping us to then be able to work hard. The only thing I want to do is maybe, you know, make sure that I live a life good enough to expose my kids so that they can do whatever passions they want. But otherwise, I don't really care if someone, like what people think about me when I'm dead, bro.
I think it's very important to understand, and this might be, it might get very dark soon, that every human being on earth will die. And no one's going to remember what degree you had. No one's going to remember what's your first job. No one's going to remember what's your first heartbreak. No one's going to remember all of these things that our life.
Like you, like give 5 generations, you'll be forgotten.
You'll be forgotten. And
like I hate to say this, but even Michael Jackson's being forgotten.
Yeah, low key is like, and hasn't even like to there. The kids, to the kids.
Yeah,
to the kids now. They don't really mess with Michael Jackson. Yeah. Like
he's being forgotten.
He's getting
that's a legacy.
Yeah, it's kind of like how we hear like name one of these guys like Like, dance with my father again. Like, those guys, I mean, that's Michael Jackson to us. Michael Jackson is the, like you know what I'm saying? I forgot his name. But anyways.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye, for example.
Yeah.
Forgotten. These kids don't know him like that. But anyways.
It's only people that have really impacted the direction of music. Yes. Like,
people will, like, Drake is Michael Jackson to these kids now.
Who am I thinking about that I'm forgetting?
If you're being
Beethoven.
Real.
Like, for example, Beethoven will never be forgotten.
Yeah.
And I'll never build a legacy like Beethoven.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to impact the way, like, Beethoven wrote symphonies and he influenced how music was created to this day.
But funny fact, like, I think it was Beethoven. I have to double check this. It was Beethoven or Shakespeare. A lot of what they produced was not famous when they were producing, only when they died.
Yeah, but you think our vlog is going to be famous when we're dead?
Of course not.
They're going to be like, oh my gosh, he used to vlog so nicely.
But my ultimate point, which also leads
to... The point is, what do you want to be remembered for? Yes. I don't care.
Yes. And the answer... It's actually, I added this because it's a trick question. No one's going to remember anything about you when you die. So live how you want to live.
100%.
I want to make sure you guys understand. No one is going to remember you when you die. When people die, we put a pamphlet of you in black and white and celebrate you once a year on the day of your death and until the last person forgets. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe we'll have Mohodu, whatever, and don't. But when you die, you're dead, you're gone.
And the sad life thing moves on. The sad thing is that, like, you know, back in African culture, all types of cultures in the past, before you would tell stories of your forefathers. So, like, for example, my father should be telling me stories about his great grandfather. Yeah. Brother, no one's going to be. I'm not going to tell. I'm going to be like, my grandfather was a nice man.
Yeah, he was a good man.
He was a good
man. Worked hard, took me, you know what I'm saying?
I'd say he's the first person to show me, like, empathy and love.
Yeah. So this is so important to me. This part of the podcast is so important to me because, you know, I know a lot of people who deal with mental health who always say to themselves, you know, like, maybe this is the end. And maybe you're asking yourself now while listening to this podcast, what do I have to live for? And I hope that within this podcast, we've shown you that there is so much more to life. There's so many different ways to live life. I know a girl who's an OnlyFans girl. Who's living life happily, you know? Might not be the best life, but she's living life happily.
Yeah.
My brother's a full-time content creator. Again,
brand strategist,
full-time content and an entrepreneur. again, extremely happy, but not the typical.
Yeah.
I know Percy, someone who studied film, which was in my house frowned upon.
Yeah, now he's working at Paramount.
And he's wearing
producing shows and producing on MTV, shows Nickelodeon.
And I want to say to you, you know, the person who feels like they've got nothing left, I want to ask you, can you please just do tomorrow? Because tomorrow might be the day everything gets better. And I know it sounds like very Pinterest-y, but it's very, very much true.
Yeah.
Today, sharp, maybe we've lost. Let's go to sleep. But when you wake up tomorrow, light the candles.
Light the candles.
Sisha, what did you say? Make a coffee. Make a tea. Pick up yourself, man.
Turn the humidifier.
Yeah? Get into a meeting.
Open the window.
Feed the dog. let's start acting like our lives are worth living. Which is very hard to hear out loud, you know. A lot of people don't think their lives are worth living. But I'm here to tell you that each life is worth living.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There are people on the road, guys, who sell their heads. They don't give up. Don't give up on yourself as well. Because
they understand that their life is worth living.
Yeah. But let's go into our recommendations and then we'll close it off.
Yeah, so we spoke about it today a lot. Vikings Valhalla. So I actually watched the first season like last year and they dropped season 3 this past couple of weeks.
You'd love season 3. You wouldn't like season 2.
So what I did is that I started rewatching it. Beautiful story. It's based off of like...
Greenlanders.
These Greenlanders. So it's based off of this small community of people that come from...
Greenland.
A distant Greenland. Place. Yeah, it's called
Greenland.
I'm getting there. A distant place called Greenland, right? And they're called the Greenlanders and they come into, you know, this Vikings environment. They're also Vikings, but then it's like the whole show is based off of like, are we pagans or do we believe in God? So there's like, you know, we're seeing a new religion being introduced and how ruthless Christians were when people didn't follow the Christianity. And then they also go to war with the English and then they take over the English monarchy.
Yes, and it's
and it's just, it's so beautiful, bro. That's the first season. So it's really amazing. It's not as good as Vikings, the original one, but it's like, it's close, bro. It's fast paced.
Season 3 really made it close.
Yeah.
I kid you not.
Yeah, so I'm excited to watch that. I've been struggling to spend time alone. So I told myself that, nah, I'm going to spend time alone through shows again, but shows that inspire me to lead, inspire me to have community, inspire me to grow. So Vikings Valhalla, mwah, love it to bits. There's this goal. Okay, you can go. There's this goal that inspired both Lebo and I to get back to vlogging. I want to check my...
Yeah, I also want to recommend her now.
Lesedi Lerato.
I'll tell you now. Sorry, for me, yeah, Vikings, very nice. Also, guys, Viking is slightly fictional, slightly also based on historical facts. So, as for example, like...
Lerato.
Let me see what...
Lerato Nxumalo.
How do I check who...
This girl. Lerato Nxumalo. Is it this girl?
No.
I need to show you
her. But I'll tell you the one I watched. How do I check who I just recently subscribed to?
I don't know, bro.
I also don't
you
know.
You don't watch this? It's not this one.
No. That looks like it's about a slap.
Yeah, that's when you're describing your vlog, you're like, she's just talking. I'm going to recommend her.
How?
But yeah, I really like Lerato Nxumalo. I hope I'm saying it properly. Because I can't pronounce X's.
How do I go to my... Sorry, guys. I'm just
trying to... She's such a phenomenal vlogger,
bro. Liked videos.
She's apparently an actress, too. She's phenomenal.
Yeah, see, the girl that I also... She's also an actress. Is this the girl? Lerato Nxumalo.
You've been watching a lot of High School Musical, brother.
I was doing a podcast last night. I mean, I was live on TikTok last night. Oh. I had sounds.
Okay, scroll. That's your history.
Let's see...
Is the person you're watching from?
Oh, Nandi. There we go.
Let me see.
This is her. Nandi.
Okay, so I'm recommending
Nandi. I can't say her surname. Kubone. Nandi Kubone. She's actually an actress as well. She's the one making me going to go back into vlogging.
The girlies are vlogging, eh?
The girlies vlog, guys.
The girlies are vlogging.
The guys don't
but her
vlog,
she posted a vlog a day ago. Before that, it was a year ago.
Yeah, so in the vlog, she was talking about like how, like, so she's an actress.
Yeah.
And she says in between shows, she feels like she still wants to be creative. And that's why she wants to vlog.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. So,
okay, so
shout out to them both.
Okay, so I'm saying Lerato. You're saying Nandi. Check them out. I think Lerato is a phenomenal vlogger. Like, yeah. I really respect people who know how to use their cameras. I think she vlogs with her phone.
Yeah.
She'd be moving that camera around. Like, if she's in this room, if she's in this room and she goes and opens the door, the camera's already moved into the room. And then the lights are off. And then, like, she's painting a story, and it's so beautiful.
For you guys who want to know, for me, it's Nandi Kubone.
I think she's married.
A vlog, a little life update. That's the one that I watched.
Yeah.
Guys, oh, man. Three angles for face wash, guys. I like angles, Mina, also.
Oh, she does three angles.
She did an angle for the... She did the angle for the soap. She did the angle for hair. But anyways, but that's been the podcast, guys. I hope that you guys have enjoyed Seated with Lebo and Tata Rampedi. We hope to see you soon. And we've been very consistent. So I don't want to see any consistency comments when we're not inconsistent, when we become inconsistent.
Yeah.
But yo, thank you guys so much. And please, this is the end of the podcast. So make sure you give us 5 stars wherever you're listening to it. And if you're watching on YouTube, please like the video and share it.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for watching Seated with Lebo and Tata Rampedi. It was a pleasure to grab your favorite seat of the week with us. We've been very consistent, and guys, we loved it so much. But to end off the podcast, want to let you guys know, on Spotify right now, you can watch this video, right? And the previous
13, 14 videos.
And guys, if you have dreams and maybe want to become a podcaster just like us, tell them what they can do.
Yeah, so if you guys have aspirations to become a podcaster, all you guys have to do is get the app Spotify for Podcasters so you can be a part of the journey, guys. Podcasting is so much fun. If you're going to keep it audio, you can keep it audio, but definitely use Spotify to start your dreams and make everything possible. But don't forget, guys, Spotify now does have video, like it was mentioned, so check that out on Spotify. We will see you guys next week for a brand new episode of Seated with Lebo and Tata Rampedi. Ray-Bans and catamarans, maybe give me a life, maybe living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.